Ottawa, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will impose 25% tariffs on all aluminum and steel imports to the U.S., including those from Canada, on March 12. Here's the latest news. 7 a.m. The Aluminium Association of Canada says U.S. tariffs will hurt U.S. jobs in U.S. industries, including defense, automotive, construction and housing. Association Chief Executive Jean Simard says a tariff will only drive prices higher, hurting Americans in their pocketbooks and undermining the agenda the U.S. government says it wants to achieve. The association says Canadian aluminum workers produce the metal that is processed, transformed and fabricated into parts, components, and everyday products by more than 700,000 U.S. manufacturing workers. It says imposing tariffs will only raise costs for U.S. consumers and businesses in the middle of inflation reduction efforts. 5 a.m. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Ottawa will work to convince the U.S. that President Donald Trump's promised tariffs will hurt both countries. A senior government official says Trudeau spoke with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance about the impact steel tariffs would have in Ohio, which Vance previously represented in the U.S. Senate. Trudeau and Vance are both in Paris for a global summit on AI. Trudeau briefly spoke to reporters before attending a plenary at the summit where Vance spoke. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 11, 2025. The Canadian Press.